This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hour two on this Friday, a Meat Friday at that. Christopher Mad Dog Russo will join us coming up in a little bit. It is a Meat Friday, in case you're wondering. We don't have meat, we have seafood. So it's a seafood Friday on the Traegers. Flat top crab cakes, glazed salmon filet, and garlic mashed potatoes. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yes, Eden.
You know, this is an especially cruel menu.
Because?
Because for somebody in this room, it's going to be their last Meat Friday, probably for a while.
This will be the Last Supper because the bet between Paulie and Fritzy on the Bears right. Broncos.
And or it could be us if they tie, right? Me, you, and Marv.
Yes.
Could be us if they tie.
Yes.
And on their very last Meat Friday, they're not even getting to eat any meat. They're having fish.
Mm.
That is cruel.
Okay.
Just saying.
The loser doesn't get to partake in a Meat Friday until his team wins. Yes, Paul.
I got to tell you, though, Steve, I'm going to go oppo on you here. If for some reason I lost the bet and this were the next Meat Friday menu, this is such a unique menu. I love crab cakes and salmon, especially on the Traeger because they keep it all in.
So you...
This would be a bothersome day for me. Actually, maybe even more bothersome.
Oh, if you missed this.
Yeah.
Because, oh, okay.
Because as much as I like barbecue ribs and all that stuff, we have that more often. This is kind of a specialty lunch.
Okay.
This would bother.
I see you trying to go glasses half full. It's fine.
All right.
It's okay.
Positive Paulie. Yeah. Positive Paulie.
Yeah. So if the Bears lose, then Paulie doesn't get to have Meat Friday until the Bears win. And same with Fritzy with the Broncos.
That might be our hour two poll question. Who do you want to win this weekend, the Bears or the Broncos?
Or a tie.
Yeah.
A word talk.
I think we're going to throw that one up there.
What's the poll question from hour one, at least the results there?
Oh, man, that's fun. Dan, hour one, we put up there, who is your NFL SEPTEMVP?
Okay.
Your choices were Tua, T.J. Watt, and Christian McCaffrey.
Mm.
Right now, 76% of the vote have Tua.
Yeah.
The runaway winner.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Who is, okay, let's do all sports. The SEPTEMVP of all sports. Todd, do you have a candidate?
I gave it to Joe Namath because he needed to say what needed to be said. And that's I go against, I guess, what Chris Russo and some other people said that he went. And you said over the top with his comments.
Okay, so, wait. Why does he need to say that? Hasn't everybody been saying this?
Yeah, but he's the legend. He's the Hall of Famer. We all, the Jet fans, live and die by Joe Namath, and he wanted to emphasize something that really bothered him. They were all in and all excited. Rodgers gets hurt, and they thought they can still
Here
be okay.
Here is Zach Wilson talking about Joe Namath's comments.
He's passionate. He's obviously was, you know, one of the greats, and so us as an offense, we got to do everything we can just to try and prove him wrong, keep doing what we can, and improve. I think the guys are feeling very optimistic. You know, we all believe in each other. We're all right there, so excited for this week.
All right, he's saying all the right things. I don't know if he believes any of those or anybody believes what he's saying, but now Joe Namath didn't need to make the comment. He's not helping the situation. Seton, September MVP.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
The third.
Good call.
Okay.
It was a historic season.
A 40-70.
I still don't understand why they, like, all right, it's cool that, I mean, he's the first person to get into the 40-70 clubs. Yeah, because you guys just made it up. It's like, just completely, why not stop the game for, like, the 40-65 club or something?
Wait, you have a problem that they stopped the game to give him the base that he stole for 70 bases?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was a home game.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the road with the Cubs.
I'm all for celebrating the dubs when you can get them, but this one was a little manufactured.
Buzzkill.
But I'll throw him in there for the Sports September VP.
Okay. Marvin?
Deion Sanders.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had us watching Colorado football at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Against Colorado State.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Paulie, September VP.
Since Deion is taken, I'm going to go off the board a little bit and go the Milwaukee Bucks general manager, John Horst, to steal Damian Lillard and possibly long-term keep Giannis on a max deal to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a household name, but however he pulled that stuff off, that could be all-timer in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
John Horst.
Charles Barkley will join us coming up next hour. We'll talk about that. You know, somebody who deserves credit, Brad Holmes, who is the general manager of the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
And we do focus on Dan Campbell a lot, rightfully so, but he put together a great roster. If you look at some of these draft picks, even the draft picks from this year's draft, like Jahmyr Gibbs, were like, why would you take a running back? Took a linebacker out of Iowa. And then Sam Laporta, tight end. They worked out quite well. They got Penei Sewell, seventh pick in 2021. 2022, they took Aiden Hutchinson. He went number 2 overall. Is there a more anonymous number 1 overall pick than the Jacksonville Jaguars with Trayvon Walker? Paulie?
He was a bit of a surprise, too. If you go back to the draft, even a month before the draft, Trayvon Walker, defensive end, out of Georgia. He was like one of the great players on Georgia's football team.
Yeah.
He wasn't the great player.
Yep.
And when he went up the boards and passed Hutchinson, a lot of people were like, I'm looking at some draft profiles. They're like, Aiden Hutchinson is really good now. This guy's going to be great in 2 years. Well, 2 years isn't there yet, but the guy has, he had 3.5 sacks last year. He has 1 this year. He's average.
Aiden Hutchinson's, you got to deal with him. I mean, he's in there. It's a good defense, good defensive line there. But when you think about number one overall pick, like usually it's a quarterback who's a bust. You know, it's rare when you have, like Eric Fisher was a number one overall pick by the Chiefs. Russell Maryland, I think, years ago by the Cowboys, number one overall pick. It's rare. Was Ron Yeri an offensive lineman for the Chargers, number one overall pick out of USC?
To Minnesota?
Yeah. I think he was number one overall pick, and he was a tackle.
Yeah, 1968.
Yeah.
To the Vikings.
Yeah. But I think he became a Hall of Famer. So that worked out. Yeah. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Bruce Smith, the defensive end, was the number one pick to the Bills.
That worked out.
That worked out all right.
Well, you had Mario Williams.
And if you remember, they were, it was Reggie Bush
or Mario, but they couldn't sign. I think they were going to have problems signing Reggie Bush, so they took Mario Williams.
Orlando Pace, he had a nice career.
Oh, Hall of Famer.
He did go to the Hall of Fame.
I think OP is in the Hall of Fame.
1997, number one pick to the Rams.
Uh-huh.
I got a couple more linemen. You know, Courtney Brown, remember him and LeVar Arrington together? They were...
That was tough. At Penn State, bookend ends.
Brown had a good career, went with the Browns.
Mm.
Then you go back a couple years ago, Mario Williams. Jake Long, number one draft pick to the Miami Dolphins.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
I'm being nice. But yeah, Eric Fisher, 2013. He's a Mac guy too, right? Wasn't he Central Michigan?
Yeah, Central Michigan.
Man.
Speaking of Miami, Dan Le Batard, we reached out to him. I'd like for the Miami Heat insider to explain how he whiffed on Dame Lillard was going to end up with the Miami Heat. By the way, there's some stuff going on, I think. And our buddy, good buddy Chris Haynes had a story yesterday about Dame Lillard. Remember when Dame was sat down for the last 10 games of the season and we had him on the show? and he joined us from his car. And here's the question I asked Dame, and this, I think, is becoming a bigger issue because the Blazers were tanking, and I think told Dame, look, sit down, we'll get you a better draft pick. But here's my question to Dame Lillard. Is your season over?
Most likely, you.
Your decision?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's my decision at all. I think maybe the team protected me from myself. We've had so many injuries on our team, you know, not just right now, but throughout the season. You got guys who've been banged up that just aren't healthy enough to go out there and make a run for it right now. And with me having a few injuries this season with my calf, none serious. And then my, you know, having to play so many minutes down the stretch because of those injuries that we have now. It's almost precautionary, you know, because there is something there and it is tight. It's just like you don't want to be overcompensating and they know I'm going to go out there and compete.
Okay. There's a little bit more to the story, and I don't know if the NBA is investigating, but that came out, and the feeling was, I think Dame leaving, that maybe got out to Chris Haynes through Dame or somebody else that said, you know, and by the way, they were tanking a couple of years ago when they had me sit down in those last 10 games of the season. Because when I asked him, I said, your decision? Well, no, not exactly. Not at all. That, to me, could be troubling if you're the Blazers. All right, we'll get to phone calls. Mad Dog Russo will join us coming up. And let me see. How about Mikey in Iowa? Hi, Mikey. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I got an issue with this bet. What happens if the Bears win on Thursday next week? Does Paulie get to eat?
Yes.
That's not fair. He misses out on nothing.
Well, it just happened that way that the Bears are playing on Thursday night. Wow, Mikey's upset.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah. Wow.
Not fair.
People taking this. Okay. I think he's taking it more seriously than Paulie and Fritzy are.
I didn't put them on Thursday Night Football, yeah. So don't blame me.
Oh, my God, Thursday night.
Just did you see the funny loophole?
Al Michaels was teasing that game last night. It's like he bit his tongue. He just goes, next week.
Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Nobody. Happy Friday, boys. What's up, Fritzy? DP, to those who haven't listened to the DP Takes a Gamble podcast, all I got to say is pretty sick, Dan. Gets pretty spicy. And, Dan, it's a shame the timing didn't work out for the Krappensburg State not making it into the annals of the publication. That would have been a nice dropping into the book. And a couple NFL points, Dan. Has anyone noticed that Travis Kelce's look that he's rocking right now with the mustache? He looks like he could be Andy Reid's son. Like, it's pretty funny. You got to check that out. And to the Zach Wilson, New York Jets debacle, fiasco, Dan, it's a pretty bad Dan. Not good.
All right. Thank you, Buddha. By the way, Fritzy has a Meat Friday limerick. So this is based off the Bears and the Broncos. Sweet. And this sums up the bet that Paulie and Fritzy have. So, Todd, if you're ready with your limerick on the bet with the Last Supper.
Paulie and Fritzy on the edge of their seat, hoping their team avoids another defeat. For the one which doesn't go well gets cooked in living hell. Next Friday and beyond with no meat.
Okay. Thank you, Todd.
There you go.
Yeah, the stakes are high. Oh, no. No pun intended. You see what I did with that, Todd?
S-T-E-A-K-S.
L-O-L.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind? Thank you for spelling that out, Todd.
Just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hey, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan, Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Meat Friday for one of you guys. It might be the last one. I've never heard Paulie be so positive about a meal that's salmon and crab cakes over steak or barbecue or anything like that. I think he's just building it up to make him feel special today. So, by the way, I do want to say I don't get it either. You brought it up earlier. Why are the Packers taking so long to get going? It's almost like, once he can forget about the playbook, just get in there, go quick, not think about his passes, Jordan Love does a lot better. Because they've never been down in franchise history, 17 points in back-to-back games by the half. So I do have a trivia question for the room.
All right.
All right. So David Montgomery is the first Lion since 2,000 to rush for three TDs and 100 over 100 yards in a game. Can anybody name the last Detroit Lion to do that?
Barry Sanders.
Nope. 2,000.
Oh, man.
2,000.
Deep dive.
2,000. Anybody got a guess on the other side, Paulie?
I think I'm off by a few years. There was a running back named Kevin Smith out of Central Florida.
No.
Yeah. Who is
it? It is James Stewart in 2000 for the Detroit Lions.
Of course it is.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you. And our radio affiliates around the country. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Dan. I have a hot take for you, and you tell me if this is an overreaction. In front of me right now, I have the schedules for the Eagles and the 49ers. Each of those teams play six opponents for the rest of the year who are likely playoff teams, including a game against each other in December. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Lions' schedule, they only have two potential playoff opponents. They play the Cowboys and they play the Ravens. My hot take, Detroit is going to host the NFC Championship game.
Okay. That is certainly warm. Certainly warm. I could see it happening. I mean, it doesn't mean they're a better team than the Niners or the Cowboys or the Eagles, but you got the Bears coming up twice. You got the Packers again. You got the Vikings a couple of times. I mean, this is what New England used to do all the time. You know, when the Dolphins weren't good and the Jets weren't good and the Bills weren't good, be like, all right, we got six wins right there. Detroit capitalize on this and could end up with 13 wins this year. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Detroit's an overtime loss to Seattle from being 4-0. Yeah. They've got a lot of easy ones. It's also tough to picture, like, Green Bay's issues. All their skill position players are great. I can't imagine them fixing their offensive line in the next 6-8 weeks. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it feels like you can find a wide receiver or running back. It's not like you're able to find these really good offensive linemen. I just don't know if the offensive linemen have held up to the standards of the defensive linemen, these edge rushers. It just feels like they're great athletes on the other side of the ball. And it's rare when you have that great athlete who is an offensive tackle. Yeah, Mark.
Do you think offensive tackles are going to become a little bit lighter? Because these guys, they're really like linebackers, but they just put their hand in the dirt. Like Bosa, Parsons, these guys are 6'2", 250. They're not 300.
Yeah, but they get a head start. You know, so when they build up speed, I mean, you got to have some athleticism, hand-eye coordination. But you also have to have good feet there, and you have to be sturdy enough to be able to hold them off for, you know, 2 or 3 seconds. And we've just seen that these edge rushers, you know, T.J. Watt, Micah Parsons, Bosa, these are special defensive players. Yeah, Mark.
We're going to start seeing some college basketball players become offensive tackles. Mm. Remember, they used to be tight ends?
Yeah.
They were undersized power forwards. Hey, just go be a tight end.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
The average weight of an NFL offensive tackle. Well, closest.
Why don't we take a break?
Save it.
Then we'll come back. I got Mad Dog Russo set to join us, and he is he's not happy with the coverage of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, which means I, of course, am going to start the interview by asking him about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com's ready to go. Whenever you need your tires, they're ready to help you. The easy-to-use tire decision guide. You get a personalized tire recommendation. So it's not like you go to the website and go, oh, all right, I'm just going to order those tires. You get somebody who's going to help you. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. They have a test track. They put the tires, you know, push them to the limit, and then you'll get all that information to make an informed decision. They sell only the best. The full lineup of Kumho tires ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Mobile tire installation, you'll find that in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. We had one of their installers come here, and it took about 45 minutes to change four tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see their Kumho test results and special offers. So it's TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I saw, was there a documentary on her or was it on her band? But I just liked her. You know, what she was doing, when she was doing it. And she's badass. Yes, Tom?
But you said the Blackhearts rubbed you the wrong way for some reason. I don't know what that's all about. Why do you got a problem with the Blackhearts? I just made that up.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know, because you just gave Joan Jett love and you didn't add the Blackhearts.
I just talked about her band.
Yeah, just generically referred to them, but they had a name, the Blackhearts.
Have I not talked to you enough today?
Definitely not.
Okay.
It's never enough.
Because that's really what this is about. Yes, Seton.
A long, long time ago, a very young and younger Seton O'Connor and Paul Pabst once went to go see a band called Social Distortion.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And New Haven.
Yeah.
And they brought out
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett to do a couple songs, mm-hmm. and it was rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it was at a small little place in New Haven. Nobody knew it. Seton and I definitely didn't know it, and Joan Jett comes out. That was a big deal. What's that? When did she break? Like spring 82 or something? She kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm.
That song was like 7 weeks number one.
Yeah.
Crimson and Clover.
Ooh.
That's a jam and a half right there.
Yeah.
That is a great, great song.
I remember that she did a show. And the person who was responsible with paying her said that she wanted to be paid in singles in a brown paper bag.
What?
And I went, okay, you go, Joni.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah. Got paid in a brown paper bag. Seton complained about Amazon last week that you were trying to get Amazon. You had a hard time getting the game on, and you did hear from somebody from Amazon to help
you. I appreciate them following up.
Yeah.
That was, I didn't expect them to.
And what did they suggest about your experience of trying to watch Thursday night football?
Well, they just wanted to see how my home setup was.
Oh.
Fair question.
Okay.
Fair question.
So it's your fault that's why you can't see Thursday night
football. You might as well check it off.
Yeah, Paul.
I think they just want to look at ways of maybe we can accentuate our broadcast coverage.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
But Seton does have a Sanyo TV with an antenna, so you may want to upgrade that. So it's not all Amazon.
Emerson TV.
One of those.
All right. Your question before the break, Paulie, had to do with how big offensive linemen
the are. Average offensive tackle this year in the NFL weighs what? We're going to play closest to the hole, so you can go over or under. Closest to the hole, the average weight of an NFL offensive tackle.
All right.
Dan, you want to go first?
I'm going to go 338.
Okay.
Todd?
294.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
305.
All right. Marvin?
I'm going to go 316.
All right. Paulie?
Marvin wins. It's 315.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Classic.
Yeah.
Of course Marvin won. Yeah.
Did go over, though, with 316.
What was it, like 316? Yeah. Oh, 315.
Okay. 315. Okay. Did you
right.
know?
Right.
Did you know?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I see the Google
like
right
316?
There.
316? Oh, 315. 315. Yeah.
Look over and show the weight of offensive linemen on Google. It's right there. Give me a break. And you went over by one, so it doesn't count.
Do we have Mad Dog Russo when he was on First Take? And before we bring Chris in, he was railing on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and the coverage.
Oh, my God. I can look at this. That mother didn't want her in there. She wants to enjoy her son. And who takes their girlfriend 2 minutes into a relationship to visit mommy and daddy? Nobody does that. I didn't even got to show them walking out. And now all of a sudden, she's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. She's never heard of letting go of that.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, my
time
God.
Time out. Maybe.
All right. Well, Mad Dog Russo, host of Mad Dog Unleashed on SiriusXM and host of High Heat on MLB Network. Let's start out. First of all, good morning, Chris. Let's start out with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Can you at least embrace this, that it's content?
Listen, it's fun more than anything else. It's a little fabricated to me. All of a sudden, meeting mom and dad, I'm meeting mom 10 minutes into the relationship. I was a little shaky. It's also good TV, Dan, as you know better than anybody else. Let's get him going. Let's get Stephen A. Let's get Swagoo. Let's get Molly involved. We are in the entertainment business, as we know. I got to sit up there and scream. They're not going to get, they're not going to break down Cubs and Suzuki dropping a fly ball against Atlanta. I'm not going to have Stephen A. go crazy on the Cubs collapsing. So everybody can identify with that. That's part of it too. You know, you got to remember when you're doing that particular segment, you got people behind you and you want them to react as well because the facial laughter and all that.
Yeah.
And they're going to have more of a reaction with Swift and Trace and Kelce than they are on something else. Plus the fact I do feel it's stupid. They must have spent 3 hours on it. The game was lousy, but Burkhart and my buddy Olsen went on and on. I couldn't take it, banging against the window. So you put everything together. I got to kill 2 minutes. What the hell? Let's have some fun. That was the idea.
But when you look at topics that we address now, we seem to, take the treetop here. It's kind of the same teams, same topics. At least we try to shoehorn them into every show.
You say, no question.
Right?
What you're trying to do is you're trying to take something in a little different angle and trying to get a little mileage out of it, And what could you can get a lot of mileage out of Kelce and Swift. They're two huge stars. And if I take a different angle with it, it will get attention. And no, in this case, I actually do have a different angle. Would I make a big deal about it? No. But I did say it Monday on the radio. I did bring it up Monday on the radio. This is before TV. God, I can't take Swift in the owner's box or in Kelce's box. And I did a big deal about that on Monday too, which got a little little attention. But nobody's got to tell you when you say it there, especially in my goofy way to do it, it's going to get a lot of attention. But, hopefully nobody got too ticked off on it. I did the gummies the week before. So there's a goofy element now with this, what I'm mad about. And that's why I thought it fit into what we're trying to do in that little segment there. Now, I'll be fair. I had a lot of people wanting me on last couple of days, including Fox Business News, and I wouldn't do it because I don't want to go too crazy and make this, you know, and extend this too much. I did it on Wednesday. We got some mileage out of it. Now let's move on and go on. Maybe I'll do it again Monday when I see what it's like. But I don't have to do it on Thursday and Friday after I did it on Wednesday. That's overkill, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, my problem was that you have Patrick Mahomes, his ankle's injured. He gets taken out of the game. Nobody asks any questions about his ankle. They ask him three questions about Taylor Swift. And that's when I go, come on, guys. Let's focus on what is real here, and that's a guy who's had an injury, and maybe that comes back, you know, and hurts them in the long run. We're talking.
Good point. Now he got over the ankle last year in the postseason, so maybe people think that he'll do it again. But that's an excellent point with the ankle. I didn't even think of that. I also think the game was so bad.
Yeah.
That game was you can't watch the Bears. You just can't watch. There's a couple teams in the NFL you can't watch: Bears and Jets. You can't watch him because of the quarterback play. And I think the fact the game was so bad adds, okay, what are we going to do here? We got to kill some time. Here's Taylor Swift banging on the window. All excited.
But she must love Travis Kelce if she's willing to watch Zach Wilson play football Saturday night.
Funny. That's funny. You're right. That's a good one. If she's going to put up with that at MetLife, Zach Wilson. And, you know, I tell you, that's another thing that annoyed me this week. And I love Joe Willie. We all do. Does Joe got to pile on, Dan? Jeez. I mean, does he got to kill him too? The whole world's killing him. And then Joe goes on and kills him as well. I thought that was a little overboard. Didn't you think so?
Yeah, I was disappointed in Joe because that position is about confidence. He's clearly lacking confidence. It's not all on Zach Wilson, but everybody is piling on him as if he's the reason why. I'm just amazed you take away Rodgers and the Jets are this bad. I mean, is it really predicated on one guy?
That's an excellent point. I thought they'd hang in there and be a pretty decent team without Rodgers. I think part of it's the schedule. You know, Dallas, that's a tough game. And then the Belichick, you know, the Patriots 0-2 need the game in a worse way. You know, that game could have gone either way. You know, but they're going to lose again this week. So, I mean, and New York football, Dan, you know, if the Giants lose this week, their next two games are Buffalo and Miami on the road.
Ouch.
I think it'd be 1-5 if they lose to Seattle, which they certainly could. And the Jets are going to lose this week. Here it is. We thought that the New York football was going to be great. And it's funny. 2 weeks ago, Goodell came into ESPN, you know, downtown.
Yeah.
And I didn't do the spot, but I saw him there. And we were talking about the Jets. And he made a big deal to me about how the Jets were going to be a good team. And now that I've thought about it, it's Roger trying to make sure that the Jets were not going to be flexed out of all these games. Because you're going to flex. The Jets are in prime time constantly. You're going to have to flex these games the heck out of there. Nobody's going to want to watch the Jets if they're 1-6, even with a good defense.
Now, what would you have asked Goodell? You didn't get a chance to do the interview. What is there one question that you want an answer to?
Yeah, the one thing I would have asked Roger, how do you answer the idea that you suspend every NFL player for playing some sort of gambling thing, yet you make a fortune with gambling? That's hypocritical. So it's okay for Arthur Blank to make a fortune with FanDuel and all the gambling ads.
Yeah.
And if Calvin Ridley plays $1,500, he gets suspended for a year.
Yeah.
How is that right? Either you think gambling's bad or you don't. So you can make a fortune, yet the players, if they play, get killed. That's what I would have got. I probably would have gone there. Myself.
Talking to Chris Mad Dog Russo, Mad Dog Unleashed on Sirius XM, also host of High Heat on MLB Network. Give me the storyline that's left to be played out in the regular season in baseball.
American League West, Dan. Seattle, Texas, and the Astros. One of those teams is not going to make the playoffs. Toronto's going to get in. Texas is playing Seattle. Seattle had a great win last night. They had a two-out, two-run double in the bottom of the ninth by the shortstop Crawford to win the game against Chapman. So that kept them alive. So they trail by a game, Houston, and they trail Texas by a couple. Now, remember, it's tie. You know this, but the fans may not. It's tiebreaker. It's not an extra game. And Seattle's got the tiebreaker on Houston. So if they finished tied, Seattle makes it and not the world champs. And Houston's in Arizona this weekend, and the Diamondbacks haven't clinched a spot yet. So I think that 3-2, I think that is your storyline in the American League West. The other storyline would be the Cubs, who were playing great with 33-14. They didn't trade Bellinger, and now they can't get a win. And now Miami controls destiny for that last playoff spot in the NL East. And think about this for a second, Dan. No Mets, no Yankees, no Red Sox, no Giants, and maybe no Cubs. Baseball is going to go in the postseason with and maybe no Houston. Baseball is going to go into the postseason with not a lot of their staples. They're big ratings getters. Yeah. See how that works here beginning next week.
The best sports franchise, best team in New York right now is?
Well, that's a good question. It's not the Jets. It's not the Giants. I hesitate. Knicks or Rangers? I mean, the Rangers are pretty good. Lavalette's a good coach. The Rangers 2 years ago got to the semifinals. Last year they had a bad loss, and they fired the coach. Maybe I'll say the Rangers.
But the Knicks are in the conversation, right?
Yeah, Knicks are in the conversation. They're a second-round playoff team. But the Giants are bad. They're not going anywhere. The Jets, we just discussed. The Mets stink, and the Yankees stink. So that doesn't leave you a lot of teams. So you lose those big four. The football in New York's going to be bad again. Well, it is already, but it's going to be bad again. It really is.
Good to talk to you.
I love you, Dan. You're my buddy.
Firing it up. Good to talk to you, man. Have a great weekend. Okay. Thank you, dog.
You too.
Mad Dog Russo, always fired up. This hour brought to you by the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan. Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. The choice all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. When we come back, some sports terms that are now in the dictionary. Have that for you. Plus, the MMWGOTW, which stands for, Paulie?
The most must-win game of the weekend.
All right. Charles Barkley will join us coming up a little less than an hour from now. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Music from the 80s, the theme. I'm guessing this is Seton O'Connor.
Replacement.
Okay.
Love him.
All right.
It's a great line, by the way. Jesus rides beside me, but never buys any smokes.
Great.
They're a great band.
It's
great band.
Big Ten Saturday night, Michigan State and Iowa. Next Saturday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Saturday night, presented by Discover. All right, I saw this story. Sports names. Webster Dictionary adds 690 words, including some sports terms. You guys want to take a guess that there are three of them that I see that they've added to the dictionary. Out of the 690 words, there are some notable sports ones. So I have one, two, three. Anybody want to take a guess what has been added? We use one an awful lot at a certain point in the year. We have used one before to describe somebody, and I have not heard the other one used before. Anybody want to take a guess? I've stumped the band. Yes, Marv.
And it's just one word, right?
One.
Like if you said waistbender.
No, two of the words are one word, and then there's two words with another one.
Two words or one word?
Two words, and then there's...
Two words or one
And
word.
Then two that are one word. If you said bracketology, you would be correct.
Wow. Okay.
If you said beast mode, you would be correct. Beast mode is now in the dictionary. According to the definition, an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that someone, such as an athlete, adopts temporarily as to overpower an opponent in a fight or competition. The other word is goaded.
Ah, goaded.
I don't think I've ever heard or used goaded. Let me see what they say.
People use it about you, Dan.
Well, of course.
Of course.
They don't give you the definition of goaded. Let's see. Now, it's not G-O-A-D, like goading you. It's
no, it means like you're considered the greatest of all time.
Goated.
Yeah, goated.
Thank you, Seton.
The greatest
Thank
of
you.
All time, G-O-A-T. Well, someone's been goaded. That means now they're the best of all time.
Thank you. Yes, Todd.
How do you feel about the beast mode? That's like Marshawn Lynch's nickname, and now it's like a thing for anyone that takes something to the next level or gear.
Yeah, I don't know. Been around for a while.
A stretch.
Been around for a while. Yeah, Paulie.
The goat thing, you know, always bothers me because of plural and singularity. There can't be numerous goats in a sport. There is a goat. If you're the greatest all the time, that is singular. Like, whenever someone has a really good thing, like Michael Parsons, he's a goat. No, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, there can't be multiple goats.
So we're liberal in, you know, we use it liberally.
Yes.
Yeah, a little too many goats out there. All right. Must win game of the weekend, otherwise known as the MMWGOTW.
The most must win game.
Most must win.
It's not just a must win game, it's a most must win game.
Most must win. Can be college or pro. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
especially after that last second loss in South Bend to the Buckeyes. Notre Dame must go into Durham and take care of business against Duke.
Didn't Paulie bring this up earlier today that was going to be his?
Oh, was that claimed? I didn't know that.
I'll look for another one.
Seton O'Connor. Todd, you're rascally today, man. You are. You're a Friday.
I didn't realize I was stealing.
You're a
something.
Friday Fritzy.
I thought we were supposed to do this all at the same time.
Oh, you're walking around. You got three guests. Barclays joining us next hour.
Broncos have to beat the Bears.
It's a Friday. All right, Seton.
I'm going to say Texas needs to beat Kansas.
Ooh, that's the one I like.
They absolutely need to win that game.
That's a sneaky game. Kansas has a good coach, man. He's turned around a couple of programs. Marvin?
Super random. Steelers have to beat the Texans. If they want to stay up in the AFC North, these are the games they got to win.
All right. Paulie?
My MMGOTW, whatever.
MMWGOTW. Yeah.
I'm going to go the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're used to playing in London. They play in London all the time. That early game. Everyone loved them this year. It's their division to win. They're 1-2. The Falcons are very beatable. You got the Bills next week. I think the bandwagon for that team is going to be emptying fast if they lose.
I know you wanted to go Notre Dame against Duke because if Notre Dame loses, then they're gone. Kansas-Texas was going to be mine. I'm going to say USC needs to make sure that they beat Colorado at Colorado because you got a Heisman Trophy. You also have a team in the national title picture. And if it's close, Colorado somehow pulls out that win. Now all of a sudden Colorado's in the big picture again. Yes, Marv?
Is this one of those losses where if they lose to Colorado, who's not a great team historically, is USC out?
Because
say if Colorado only wins five games this year.
Yeah, I think that you look back on their resume and go, all right, you lost to Colorado who won five games this year. Yes. I don't know if it would take them out of the equation because the Pac-12 is pretty good, at least right now. And if you go through the Pac-12, your only losses to Colorado, you're going to be in the national title picture. And they certainly want Caleb Williams in the national title picture. Yes, Todd?
How much better does Shador have to play against Caleb head-to-head for it to significantly change the Heisman Trophy thoughts? If Colorado was to win by a couple of points?
Well, if he wins and he's got good numbers, then that'll put him back in the conversation.
That's not enough to put him at number one, though, yet, I don't think.
Probably not. I mean, Michael Penix Jr. III is up there, too. He's been great for Washington. Lucas in Texas. Hey, Luke, welcome back. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was listening earlier this week to the Crappensburg State Weekly Coaches Show. Of course, we all know what I'm referencing, talking crap.
Yeah.
And it made me think of a show-related observation and an accusation for you guys. So fans of the show know that you like to mark certain bathrooms at the man cave with jerseys to determine what kind of business to take care of where.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was an all-time whiff to not use Johnny Football's Cleveland jersey over his college one, if you know what I mean.
Oh, the Browns. Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you, Luke. Barry in Orlando. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind?
Hi. Long time, first time.
Okay.
I have two things. One is a hot take, and the other one is a comment on the bet.
Okay.
For Meat Friday.
Okay.
I think you should have some skin in that game. I think if they end up tied at the end of regulation, you don't get Meat Friday for the rest of the season.
That is the bet, Barry.
Oh, really? If it ends up in a tie?
Yes. Yes, it is, Barry.
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah, it's
very good.
Yeah, but thank you.
Great minds.
As you were.
Barry's never called in before, but he called in to make sure I had some skin in the game. And I do.
And it's the three of us.
Yeah. Marvin, Seton, and myself. If there's a tie, then we don't get Meat Friday the following week.
Right.
Right? That's, yes, Marv.
Is it just for the 1 week,
just
right?
Just 1 week. Okay. Yeah, just 1 week. But Fritzy, if the Broncos don't win, Fritzy doesn't get to have Meat Friday until the Broncos get a win. Same with the Bears with Paulie. And yes, the Bears do play that following Thursday night, so Paulie might not miss out on a meet Friday. There's a loophole there, and he found it. Charles Barkley will give us his thoughts on Dame Lillard going to Milwaukee. He'll join us final hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.